SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A day of celebration turns into a day of terror and mourning in Kansas City. Gunfire erupted near the end of yesterday's big Super Bowl victory festivities.
Touched a total of 22 gunshot victims. One of those was a fatality. We had eight what we considered immediately life-threatening patients. We had seven with life-threatening injuries, and we had six that were at minor injuries.
The Kansas City Fire Chief speaking with KMBC-TV. We don't know exactly what touched off the shootings, but three people have been detained and some firearms have been recovered. The deceased victim is a mother of two, at least eight children among the injured. The Kansas City mayor says that these days, it seems like almost nothing is safe. Also at SRNNews.com, friend and foe alike urging the release of the transcript of the president's special counsel interview.
President Joe Biden avoided criminal charges around his handling of classified documents in part because of his answers during a lengthy interview with a special counsel investigating him. The five-hour interview over 2 days was led by special counsel Robert Hur. It helped establish that Biden did not intend to retain most of the sensitive records from his vice presidency found at his home or personal office. But sit-down has also opened Biden to scrutiny over his age and memory. Now the public release of a transcript of that discussion is being sought by both Biden's allies and critics. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A hearing scheduled today in the Trump-Georgia election interference case. Embattled Fulton County DA Fani Willis due to testify. Misconduct allegations against her could result in Willis being removed from the case. Wall Street may be set to recover some more of what it lost in the recent sell-off. Stock futures are higher this morning. The Dow futures are up 50 points. This is SRN News. So, who is an atheist in this country?
The Pew Research Center has been working on an answer. According to their polling, atheists are most likely to be men and are probably going to be on the younger side. And there's not a whole lot of them. Only 4% of the U.S. population states that they do not believe that God exists. And that is way less than most of the leading countries in Western Europe. In fact, atheists make up 23% of France, 12% of the U.K., and 18% of Sweden. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under a bill being considered by lawmakers, Tennessee would be the latest state to make it illegal for an adult to help a minor procure an abortion without parental consent. The legislation is part of a growing push among pro-life advocates to block pregnant teen girls from crossing state lines to obtain the procedure. So far, Idaho has been the only state to enact an abortion trafficking law. This is SRN News. A pair of climate protesters arrested at the National Archives after attacking one of America's founding documents.
The two can be seen on video in the Wednesday afternoon incident, dumping pink powder over the case containing the U.S. Constitution. Security guards stood by and watched while it happened. Police arrived and took the two men into custody. Officials closed down the archives for the rest of the day. This is just one of many assaults by climate radicals who attack historic artifacts and historic artwork. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Another American company is taking a shot at the moon, launching a month after a rival's lunar lander missed its mark. SpaceX's Falcon rocket blasted off in the wee hours of the morning from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. It sent Intuitive Machines' lunar lander on its way to the moon, a quick one-week trip that should result in a touchdown attempt next week. More details at SRNNews.com.